Track 12, The Churchyard. Are they still here? Those cut-out wooden figures from the Robin Hood story. They were rescued from a skip when the RSPB built the new visitor centre and brought here and given a new home. One of the deer got pinched, and we all expected it to appear on someone's roof at Christmas covered in fairy lights, but it's still on the loose. I got married in there. So did Jenny. So did my daughter. There were two Norwegians and someone from Suriname sitting at the back during that one. They were ever so honoured, having come to see the church where Robin wed his beloved Marian. Colin, my son-in-law, had something of a beard, and they thought he was ever so handsome, being caught up in the romance of it all, the story in their heads. Although I've always seen him as more of a Friar Tuck, especially now. Too many Chinese takeaways. One of the previous vicars of Edwinstow, a chap called Alistair, had a real shock one morning when he came out of the church and saw a pair of feet sticking out from behind some bins in the graveyard here. They weren't moving at all. He feared the worst and crept across. It was Robin Hood, a life-sized fiberglass figure that had been stolen from one of the rides at the fair. Like many residents of Edwinstow, laid to rest in the graveyard of the church where he'd been married. Then he realised it was April the 1st. There are some nice things to see in there, if you've got the time and it's open. I helped make the tapestry at the back, the map of the village that's pretty much to scale. 4 years it took. We thought we'd never finish the thing, but we did. The old village, the new village, the pit, centre parks, the forest, it's all there. And all our houses too, in little red stitches like some secret code. And I'm so glad we completed it when I stand there now. And I can see the red stitch that represents my house and the one that was my parents-in-law's house. The one where my cousin lived, the one where Jenny grew up. The one we used to meet in before going to the dances. The one where the captain of the ladies' bowling team lived and helped my mum and so many others develop a sense of independence after arriving in a new village. The house where the midwife lived, and the house where the postman lived, and the house where the lad who collected the pools lived. Stitches where we made promises, and stitches where we fell in love, and stitches where we argued and fell out and made up again. All joined up together over months and months and months, the place where we live. They are funny, aren't they? These figures, if they're still here, of course. I know that some weren't too happy when they were chucked in that skip. That somehow it was showing disrespect to the Robin Hood story that's such a part of this place. But stories change, don't they? And if we do rely on a story, you're at the mercy of those that tell it. Waiting for another film to come out, with another big star to refresh it somehow. Douglas Fairbanks, Errol Flynn, Sean Connery, Kevin Costner, Russell Crowe, Norman Wisdom. That was it. It was Norman Wisdom in the last film at the cinema. I've just remembered. Something about horse racing. Wasn't very funny. My cousin used to do an impersonation of him every Christmas, pretending to trip over the cat while he was holding a tray of sandwiches. That wasn't very funny either. As you get older, three things happen. The first is your memory goes, and I can't remember the other two. That was Norman Wisdom. That's quite good. Let's make our way back up there, shall we, into the forest, unless you do want to pop into the church first, although you might have done so already. And Dr. Cobham Brewer's gravestone is in this churchyard, if you want to look for that. For him. Dead as the dodo. Dead as stoan. Dead as a shotten herring. But when you're all set, keep on the path and go down the steps back onto Church Street, the road we came down from Forest Corner. You'll need to cross the road, so be careful, and then head back up. Stop at the entrance to the fairground, whether it's there or not, and then go to the next track.